Hello, my name is Teresa Weitzel, and I'm in Data Analytics full-time cohort number one. My capstone project is Making Things with Sticks and String, an exploration of data about yarn artists and what they like.
I'm super interested in hearing more about your project and what you've created, how you built it, and all of that good stuff. But first, catch me up to what were you doing before NSS? How did you decide to make this change?
All right. So before NSS, I mean, going way back, I'm from Nashville, born and bred. But I ended up moving to Scotland to attend university, and I studied food bioscience over there. So that was some nutrition, some food toxicology, and a whole lot of molecular and cell biology. One thing that always has really attracted me to science was the data and evidence-based approach. I know for my honors project that was part of my degree, I think I ran an insane number of experiments so that I could be confident the data supported my findings. I just felt it was really important to have a lot of data there. So I moved back to Nashville after I graduated and ended up working for the local Weight Watchers franchise in their office there. I really like that their whole mission is summed up basically as helping people live a healthier lifestyle.
Right.
You know, start to finish. I ended up with an administrative assistant position there. And a big part of my job was gathering all the information that was generated every week and producing reports for the company leadership so they could make data-driven decisions. In the office, everybody called me. I was the analytical one. That was my role. And so anytime anybody needed data or needed to know numbers, they came to me because they knew I'd be able to, like, give them the numbers and give the context. Yeah. And since that was my favorite part of the job, I was like, okay, well, I need to do this. And so I started looking at how I could acquire the skills I needed to be a data analyst because I was pretty good with Excel, but I knew that wasn't enough. So one of the ladies that I sing with in church choir is a data engineer. So I was like, okay, well, next choir practice, I'm going to ask her, you know, how do I get into that? And so she's the one who told me about NSS. I think she was a former student, but I'm not sure which cohort.
Oh, cool.
There's
a big network.
Yep. And she was very enthusiastic about it. So that was a big recommendation. And I think this was the best outcome from a 5-minute conversation I've ever had. It's fantastic.
I would say so. That's amazing. So you were sold and you were ready to do it. And here you are,
Absolutely. You
know, 3 months later after doing the full-time experience. And let's talk about your project. So what have you created and how did you build it?
All right. So for my capstone project, I love knitting and I love yarn. So I wanted to look at data on that. You know, I think a lot of people are doing healthcare data. There's a lot of COVID data out there, but I wanted to do something that was a little bit different. There's a website called Ravelry. It's a lot like Facebook, but for knitters, with the addition of a big database with patterns, yarn info, shops, etc. It's tons of data. It's really exciting. So I knew that the data was there and I used the API to retrieve the data and get that information so that I could analyze it. Looking at patterns, yarns, local shop data, you know, that was kind of my primary interest. So to build my project, I primarily used Python. So along with that, of course, pandas, matplotlib, you know, all the tools that go along with that to get the data through the API and then to clean and analyze it. I even constructed a lot of my visualizations in Python. I also used Tableau to create an interactive dashboard for one of the sections of my project where I felt it was most appropriate and really benefited from the interactivity. As part of my capstone, I wanted to look at some of the factors that make a particular pattern or yarn popular and data on the independent shop yarn shop locations across the country. And that was actually my favorite part of the analysis was looking at the shops and incorporating population data to determine what were some good potential locations for new yarn shops to open, because I feel like there's not enough shops. And so there's always room for more. And that analysis really helped me to narrow down some locations where somebody who's interested might be able to open a shop.
Wow. And when you have now created that and sort of been able to step back. What did you kind of take away from it? What do you think some of the insights were now that you were able to have everything there in front of you?
Yeah. So with the shops, I found some surprising things. When I was looking at kind of like just based on population level, there's a very strong, you know, LA has a lot of potential for new yarn shops, even though there's a ton of shops already there, which surprised me. But that was really exciting. So, you know, new shops that are, you know, would be a good fit in California. But also I was really surprised that a place like Dallas, Texas, there are no yarn shops in that city or in that county at all. And that surprised me. That seems to be a gap in the market. I mean, Texas is hot, but people still knit there. I know a lot of knitters from Texas. With the patterns, it surprised me that shawl patterns are so popular, so much more popular than other categories, because that's not something that you see people wearing typically who aren't knitters. And it was just really cool to look at the different yarn weights. People really seem to like lightweight yarns, and shawls and socks are a big part of that. So kind of smaller projects, which is nice.
Exciting. And it's so cool to see how you can take something you already have a passion in and be able to kind of dig deeper and find new insights and have new sets of skills. So as you're thinking about what's next and utilizing these new skills you have, what is on the horizon? What are you thinking you want to be doing next? I would love to hear that.
Yeah. So obviously job hunting and expanding on the skills that I've learned in the boot camp are right up. I'm going to take a day off and then come at it strong on Monday. Also, we've been in Python for a while, so I'm really excited to get back to SQL and really solidify those skills because that was brand new for me. As far as like the particular jobs I'm looking for, I'm not tied to any certain industry, but when I look back at jobs I've had and things that I've studied and things that I've really been interested in throughout my life, the one thing that they all have in common is that I really like to help people. I like to help people get the information they need, make their lives better, you know, just something that can improve people's experience. So that's what I'm looking for in a job is, you know, whatever industry it is, I want to be able to improve how people live their lives, whether it's accessing information, helping them be healthier, or, you know, making shopping easier, whatever it is. I like to know that what I'm doing is making a difference in people's lives.
I love it. It's coming through loud and clear, and I'm super excited to see how it unfolds for you next. So thank you for jumping on here and sharing a bit about your story and what you've been working on, and we'll definitely be keeping in touch.
All right. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure talking to you.